You are listening to R&IB Connect Radio, and we are talking about getting active and how being involved in sports can really change people's lives. And joining me now to talk about his experience with long distance running is Sundip Taylor. Thank you so much for joining me.
Thank you for having me, Ellie.
So you are a runner. You've run marathons for R&IB in the past. And bearing in mind this is coming from a non-runner, why running? Why was the running the sport for you?
Oh, that's a good question. So I started running 10 years ago. So back in 2012, I mean, I have one reason which I think people have come across a lot, which is, you know, I wasn't in my 20s. I'm 36 now, but in my 20s, I wasn't particularly fit. I think just my career had taken over everything. And so one aspect of it was just to get healthy, just to get fit, which I guess a lot of people are in that boat. But a more novel reason is that I came across a book which had an effect on me called Born to Run by Christopher McDougall. And in this book, he sort of talks about people who run mega distances, and he mentions tribes and things who pretty much not changed for thousands of years, and they traverse things like 50 miles on feet every day or most days. And this intrigued me. And I guess I thought, well, you know, I should be moving more. Why can't I move those kind of distances? And so one thing led to the next. I've been running ever since.
And when you first started out thinking, right, I'm going to start, was it difficult? Because going from being not very fit and starting running, it's quite, it can hurt. Like physically, it can hurt when you start. Was it something that you slipped into quite easily?
No, it was almost a complete disaster, really. I mean, and that's normal. I think that's normal. And it's a part of the charm of it all, that you go through that. I remember biting off more than I could chew. So I remember the first thing I did was sign up to a marathon in 2012, a small marathon my wife and I tried to take on. And we finished third and fourth last, respectively. And we walked the last 8 miles and we cried together. And, you know, it was a funny experience. But we got better. And that was just the kind of beginning of it all. And I went away back to the drawing board. It's like, okay, well, how am I going to improve? And over the years, I did get better and better.
And a lot of people say that running is really good for your mental health as well as your physical health. Did you find that in your running experience?
Yeah. So I think that, I mean, my wife definitely noticed. I mean, if you look at the evolution of humans, you know, we've historically always been active and always on our feet, and so we are not really evolved to sort of be bums on seats and sitting in front of computers. And so, you know, my wife did notice that when I took up running, I was, you know, more empathetic, kinder, was calmer, less irritable. She could see it all. And, you know, there were times where I would take a break from running and start to get a bit agitated, and she would say things like, oh, you need to go for a run now. So it definitely improved my frame of mind.
And can you tell us about the feeling, whether it be just a long distance race that you're doing against yourself or a park run or a marathon? What is that feeling that you get when you cross over the finish line and you've done what you set out to complete?
Oh, I think it's relief, especially when you're moving quite big distances. You kind of want it to end. There is a relief at the end, especially at the end of an ultra marathon, where you're thinking, well, that's over now. That's great. And then when you sort of compose yourself, you know, I start to feel, you do get kind of elation. Wow, you know, that's a long way. You start to feel good about it. For me, it kind of sinks in after a while that I did these things.
It is very impressive, things like ultra marathons and things like that. But it doesn't have to be an ultra marathon, does it, for somebody who's a novice runner? They could go to something like a park run or do something like Couch to 5K just to get out and get moving.
Yeah, exactly. And so this is where there have been times in my past where I've started to take it too seriously. So I mean, so I want to hasten to add that I'm not an elite athlete, so I'm very much an average Joe runner who just tries very hard, huffing and puffing up hills and things. But there have been times in the past where I'm just starting to take it a bit too seriously, where the actual outcomes have become more important than the process. And, you know, did we finish these ultra marathons, did we get this time in a marathon? It became about that. And I think in the last few years, I sort of pulled myself back from this and focused on just, you know, getting out there, put your trainers on, nice autumn day, one foot in front of the other. And, you know, it doesn't really matter how far you go or how long you take. just get moving and you'll come back into your home feeling better. That's in the end all that really matters. And if that leads to 5Ks and 10Ks and marathons, you know, that's great. But just, you know, I think recently I've been focusing on just running. That's it. Just one foot in front of the other.
I'm just wondering, Sandeep, if you've got any advice for somebody who has never done any running before previously, but is thinking as the weather sort of cools down and, you know, the trees start to turn orange and beautiful, and they're thinking, actually, yeah, I think I'm going to take up this running. What would be your advice for them if they're starting off on their sort of running journey?
I would say if you can find a community to run with, that's great. So there are now a lot of local running clubs, people that get together on the weekend, or just, you know, official running clubs where you go to a track and they have people of all levels which you can join for a jog. I think the community aspect is something I would highly advocate, because it will just keep you going, you'll make new friends, you'll feel better. And it was probably something I didn't do in the first few years. I was trying to do it on my own, and you want to make this as easy as possible. And so a community definitely helps. And then the other piece of advice I would give to people is try not to think everything through in your head. I think one of the problems is we seem to have this kind of man or woman sitting in our head telling us all kinds of things like, oh, you know, it's too hot, it's too cold, I can't be bothered, you know, my shoulder's achy, or I've got all this administration to do. That's just chatter in your head. And one of the things I learned to do over the years is just watch it go by in your mind, but take up the act of running, you know, just let the chatter go and go and lace up and get your shorts and t-shirt on and just go out running. And again, like I said at the top, don't worry about how far you go or how long you went for. Even if you broke into the occasional walk, it's fine. Just get out there and you'll feel a lot better, and it will lead to more things.
Great stuff. Thank you so much, Sandeep, for your advice and for talking to us today on R&IB Connect Radio.
Well, thank you.